You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Tony Perez, a cybersecurity expert who is also the founder and CEO of NetLock Incorporated, a company dedicated to restoring privacy and security for businesses, organizations, and the individual user of the Internet. He's here today to speak with us about how to keep your information private and safe from cyber criminals. Tony, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well, and certainly a topic we'll be covering today that needs to be spoken more about with certainly the recent breaches at Sony, Dropbox, Anthem, and even the White House where hackers gained access to sensitive information. Cybersecurity is certainly a growing concern. What are the top security risks to our Internet privacy?
Well, the top security risks are really just hackers, and they come in all ages and from all locations. It could be the kid down the street that eats pizza all day and, you know, watches a computer screen and is typing away, to the state-sponsored terrorists that come out of countries such as China. So it's coming at us from everywhere. And the sad thing about it and the most dangerous thing about it is that they don't care. When they're on, they're going at their target, and they just don't care what happens to that target. So we're all at risk when we have a major hacking incident or penetration incident like at Sony or Anthem, because that means the innocent victims that are the clients of these companies can get caught up in their web.
Tony, what can we do to keep the personal information on our computers and mobile devices safe from these cyber criminals?
Well, the obvious suggestion by most companies these days is to make your passwords more complex. But quite frankly, we just know from human habit that that's not going to happen. So there are going to be some alternatives, such as the one that we are producing at NetLock, where we are substituting pictures instead of passwords to allow you to get into your system.
If you would, get into what NetLock is about. How does it keep our information safe from hackers? And just from the little you've told me, it sounds like something that we need to take advantage of.
Yes. Well, thank you. NetLock has a two-step system in which they protect your private information. We have determined, quite frankly, that it's very difficult to put private information on your computer and assume that it will be protected. And same thing for your mobile devices. So the trend in the industry today is to use cloud systems for storage of private information. And that's what we do at NetLock. We have created a login page, which you could say is a front door, and it's very difficult to penetrate that front door. In fact, we have had a number of hackers and professional hackers try to get into the front door. So once you get, if the front door is very secured and only you can get in, once you're in the room that's considered safe, then you can do a number of things to place your information or keep your information private. So we have the front door that prevents hackers from getting in, and then the inside area is also secured so that they can't come in from another direction.
Today we're joined by Tony Perez, a cybersecurity expert who is also the founder and CEO of NetLock Incorporated, a company dedicated to restoring privacy and security for businesses, organizations, and the individual user of the Internet here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How different is NetLock compared to other cybersecurity companies?
The biggest difference is that we are using pictures instead of passwords. The common user of the Internet or online system, they probably have 30 to 50 websites that they deal with, and as a result, they probably have a sheet where they have listed all their passwords. that sheet can get lost, it can get stolen, and then somebody can walk into their room and just figure out which password works on their personal computer or their iPad or iPhone. So by using pictures, we have created a different type of barrier that a hacker is not used to seeing. And quite frankly, since most hackers have automated algorithms on which to try to figure out what the password is for a system, this actually deters the effective use of those algorithms against that system. So it's really the substituting of pictures instead of passwords that's causing a lot of frustration for the hackers that have been trying to get into our systems. And we have known for a long time prior to the internet that anytime you want security, it's better for a human being to recall a picture as opposed to a bunch of numbers and letters in a string.
And I certainly couldn't agree more with that, and certainly do appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today, Tony, and to tell us more about NetLock Incorporated and what you offer. If one wanted more information about NetLock, where could they go?
Well, they can go to our website, which is under construction at this point. It's NetLock, NetLock.net. We have a phone number there as well. If you call us, we'll give you a personal call back, and we'll offer a discount should you intend to use our services at a later date.
Again, Tony, thanks for joining us. All the success to you and NetLock. Certainly look forward to taking a look at NetLock myself. And thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Look forward to another conversation in the future.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Tony Perez, a cybersecurity expert who is also the founder and CEO of NetLock Incorporated, a company dedicated to restoring privacy and security for businesses, organizations, and the individual user. And once again, the website of reference is netlock.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.